We thank the Lord that we can gather again this morning.
我们感谢主，今天早晨我们又可以聚集在他的同在当中。
There is only one requirement to become a good servant.
作为一个好仆人，只有一个要求。
Is to know and obey the will of the master.
就是要知道遵守主人的心意。
And the only way a servant can know the will of the master is by asking constantly, what should I do?
一个仆人想知道他主人的心意，唯一的方法就是要一直来询问主啊，我当做什么。
If we want to know the will of the Lord, we should ask him, what should I do?
如果我们想知道主的旨意，我们要问他，主啊，我当做什么。
May we ask the Lord during this weekend.
愿这个周末我们来询问主。
May we come with the spirit of inquiry.
愿我们带着一个寻求的灵。
Constantly seeking, what should I do?
一直不断地询问主啊，我当做什么。
Then you will know, we will know the will of the Lord.
我们就会知道主的心意是什么。
We'll continue the burden, and this morning we'd like to share rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem.
我们今天早晨要继续我们的负担，要交通于耶路撒冷城墙的重建。
We will first read Ezra chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 3.
我们要开始的时候要读以斯拉记的第一章一到三节。
Ezra chapter 1,Verse 1 to verse 3.
以斯拉记一章一到三节。
Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he sent a proclamation throughout all his kingdom.And also put it in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdom of the earth, and he has appointed me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever there is among you all of all his people,May his God be with him. Let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem.
波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国说。波斯王古列如此说：耶和华天上的神已将万国、天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，在你们中间凡做他子民的，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿，只有他是神，愿神与这人同在。
Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 17 and 18
尼希米书第二章十七到十八节。
Chapter 2, verse 17 to verse 18.
第二章十七到十八节。
Then I said to them, You see the bad situation we are in. The Jerusalem is desolate, and its gates burned by fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, so that we will no longer be a reproach. I told them how the hand of my God,had been favorable to me, and also about the king's words, which he had spoken to me. Then they say, let us arise and build. So they put their hands to the good work.
以后我对他们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。我告诉他们我神施恩的手怎样帮助我并王对我所说的话他们就说我们起来建造吧于是他们奋勇做着善工
Chapter 4, verse 14.
第四章十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 14.
四章十四节。
When I saw their fear, I rose and spoke to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people. Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses.
我观看了，就起来对贵胄、官长和其余的人说，不要怕他们。当纪念主是大而可畏的，你们要为弟兄、女儿、儿女、妻子、家产征战。
Verse 4, chapter 4, verse 18 through 20.
第四章十八到二十节。
Chapter 4, verse 18 to 20.
四章十八到二十节。
As for the builders, each wore his sword girded at his side as he built. While the trumpeters stood near me, I said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, the work is great and extensive, and we are separated on the wall, far from one another. At whatever place you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally to us there. Our God will fight for us.
修造的人都腰间佩刀修造，吹角的人在我旁边。我对贵胄、官长和其余的人说，这工程浩大，我们在墙上相离甚远。你们听见脚声在哪里，就聚集到我们那里去。我们的神必为我们征战。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we want to come before you again.
主啊，我们要再次来到你的面前。
To confess we are your servant.
要承认我们是你的仆人。
And we come with a seeking heart.
我们怀着一个寻求的心来到你的面前。
We'd like to ask the Lord, what should I do?
我们要问主，我当做什么？
We live in a difficult time.
我们生活在一个艰难的时代当中。
And we walk in a situation, there seems to be no direction in front of us.
我们在一个环境当中，似乎前边没有明确的路。
Therefore, we need to come back to the Lord.
因此我们需要回到主的里边。
Because we have no other way.
因为我们没有其他的选择。
You are our way.
你是我们唯一的道路。
Therefore we ask the Lord to give us that direction.
因此我们求主给我们那个方向。
Make us an overcomer.
让我们成为得胜者。
Not because we can overcome, but because you have overcome already.
不是因为我们能够得胜，乃是因为你已经得胜了。
Allow us to enter into your victory this morning.
今天早晨，求你允许我们进入你的得胜。
Therefore, I commit myself and my brother into your hands.
因此，我们把我自己和弟兄都放在你的手中。
We are useless vessels.
我们是没用的器皿。
But we have to put this useless vessel into your hands.
但是我们需要把这无用的器皿放在你的手中。
Allow you to do the work according to your purpose.
愿你借着你的旨意完成你的工作。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia.
古列王元年，神激动古列波斯王古列的心。
So that he sent a proclamation throughout all his kingdom.
所以他就下诏通告全国。
He said, the Lord of heaven has given me all the kingdom of the earth. He has appointed me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah.
所以他说，耶和华天上的神已经将天下万国赐给我，又吩咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇。
King Cyrus did not know God.
古列王并不认识神。
How could he issue a decree to fulfill God's promise through prophet Jeremiah?
他只能够下诏，能够完成借着先知耶利米所说的预言呢？
How did he know that he was given all the kingdoms of the earth by the God of heaven?
他怎么能够知道天下的万国是神赐给他的呢？
How did he know that God has appointed him to build a house in Jerusalem?
他怎么能够知道是神吩咐他在犹大为神建造殿宇呢？
Because he was made aware of a prophecy written more than 150 years ago.
因为他是借着先知在150年前所写的预言。
And this prophecy was shared with the king by Daniel, who worked for him.
这个预言是因着当时但以理正在为王工作分享给他的。
And the God of heaven said in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 13,
天上的神在以赛亚书第四十五章十三节说，
I will raise up Cyrus in my righteousness. I will make all his way straight.
我必凭公义兴起鼓裂，并要修直他一切的路。
He will rebuild my city and set my exiles free, but not for a price or reward.
他必建造我的城，释放我被掳的民，不是为了工价，也不是为了赏赐。
Through the fulfillment of this prophecy about King Cyrus, the God of heaven manifested his eternal power and divine nature clearly to King Cyrus.
借着这个预言的应验，天上的神将他自己的永能和神性明明地显给古列王。
Therefore, King Cyrus was without excuse and accepted this appointment to build God a house in Jerusalem.
因此古列王就没有任何的借口，他接受了这个为神建造，在耶路撒冷为神建造殿宇这个任务。
Why must the temple be rebuilt in Jerusalem?
为什么这个圣殿一定要建在耶路撒冷呢？
Why couldn't they rebuild the temple in Babylon?
为什么他们不能在巴比伦建造圣殿呢？
The word Babylon means confusion and complexity.
这个巴比伦这个词它的意思是混乱和复杂。
Babylon represents the confusion and complexity of this world.
巴比伦就代表这个世界的混乱和复杂。
On the other hand, the word Jerusalem means the city of peace.
另外一个角度来讲，耶路撒冷这个词是一个平安的城。
The peace in Jerusalem is achieved by the simplicity and purity that is in Christ.
耶路撒冷的平安是因着在耶稣基督里的简单和纯粹来完成的。
God is calling his people to come out of the complexity and confusion that is in the world and return to the simplicity and purity that is in Christ.
神正在呼召他的子民从这个世界的复杂和混乱当中出来，归回于在基督里边的简单和纯洁。
The rebuilding of the temple in one sense represents the recovery of the relationship between God and his people.
重建这个圣殿从一个角度来讲是代表着神和他子民关系的恢复。
The temple is the house of God, and in the temple the relationship with God was restored.
这个圣殿是神的家，在这个家中，在这个圣殿里，神和他子民的关系恢复了。
When our relationship with God is restored, we become living stones.
当我们和神之间的关系恢复了之后，我们就成为活石。
But our relationship with God needs to be recovered, not only individually, but also corporately.
我们跟神之间的关系不仅仅要从个人的角度来恢复，而且要是从团体的角度恢复。
This living stone are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
这个活石要被建成灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督的奉献，成为神所悦纳的灵祭。
After the temple was built, the second recovery had to take place, which was the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem.
圣殿建成之后，第二个恢复必须要出现。那个第二个恢复就是重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
without the second recovery, the first recovery may not last long.
如果没有这个第二个恢复，头一个恢复就不可能持久。
The wall of Jerusalem represents the testimony of Jesus.
因为耶路撒冷的城墙代表着耶稣基督的见证。
But for us to be the testimony to the world, God's people must be separated from the world and dwell together in unity.
要使我们能成为这个世界的见证，神的子民就必须从这个世界分别出来，并且过一个合一的生活。
The wall of Jerusalem separates us from the world and unites us in Christ.
耶路撒冷的城墙把我们从世界当中分别出来，并且在基督里边合一。
When God's people are united in Christ and manifest the life of Christ, we become the testimony of Jesus.
当神的子民在基督里合一，并且彰显出基督的生命的时候，我们就成为基督的见证。
Therefore, the recovery is not completed until the wall of Jerusalem is also rebuilt.
因此，这个恢复如果耶路撒冷的城墙没有重建，就不能完成。
Although the temple had been built 50 to 55 years ago, but the city lay in ruins in time of Nehemiah.
虽然这个圣殿在50到55年之前已经被建立，但是在尼希米的年间，城市仍然在废墟当中。
There was no wall. The gates were burned. There was no protection. Enemies surrounded them.
因为那边没有城墙，城门被火焚烧，没有任何的保护，仇敌四围环绕。
The situation became so difficult. Some of the remnant returned to Babylon.
因此，这个环境是相当的艰难。有些渔民已经回到了巴比伦。
But there was still some remain there.But they were in great afflictions and reproach.
虽然有些仍然留在耶路撒冷，但是他们遭大难，受凌辱。
When Nehemiah heard of this, he gave himself to prayers.
当尼希米听见这个时候，他就专心为此祷告。
Despite being in the Persian palace, well protected, he could not forget his brethren, and his heart was there in Jerusalem.
虽然他身在波斯的宫殿当中，他四围有很好的保护，但是他不能够忘记他的弟兄，他的心仍然在耶路撒冷。
In the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, Nehemiah was permitted to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall.
在亚达薛西王20年间，尼希米得到允许回到耶路撒冷重建城墙。
Just like King Cyrus,King Artaxerxes did not know God.
就像波斯王古列一样，亚达薛西王也不认识神。
But the king granted Nehemiah's request because the good hand of the Lord was upon Nehemiah.
但是王允许了尼希米的应许，因为神施恩的手帮助尼希米。
This morning we would like to learn from the remnant on how to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
今天早晨我们要借着这些余数怎样建造耶路撒冷的城墙，学习一些功课。
There are four lessons for us to learn from this great work.
在这个伟大的工程当中，我们要看见四个功课。
The first lesson, we must see the condition of the wall as the Lord sees it.
第一个功课，我们必须要看见这个城墙的光景，像神看见，像主看见的一样。
Only when we truly see the condition of the wall as the Lord sees it, we can rebuild the wall.
只有当我们看见这个城墙的光景像主所看见的一样，我们才能够重建。
Lesson number two, we must build the wall corporately.
第二个功课，我们必须要团体的、一同的重建这个城墙。
The wall of Jerusalem cannot be rebuilt by a few individuals.
耶路撒冷的城墙不是几个人可以建造。
It can only be built by all the people.
只有所有的人一起才能够建造。
The lesson number three. We must obey the voice of the Holy Spirit.
第三个功课，我们必须顺服圣灵的声音。
For all the people to build together in unity, We must obey the voice of the Holy Spirit.
大家一同建造的，在合一里边的建造，都必须顺服圣灵的声音。
The unity among the saints is called the unity of the Holy Spirit.
在圣徒里边的合一，就是圣灵的合一。
Learning how to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit is a must.
我们必须学会听从、尊重圣灵的声音。
Lesson number four, we must dare not be defeated.
第四个功课，我们必须不敢失败。
There will be opposition to this great work.
这个伟大的工作一定会有拦阻的。
For us to succeed in this work, we must dare not be defeated by the enemies.
为了这个工作能够成就，我们必须在仇敌面前不敢失败。
Now let's look at the lesson number one. We must see the condition of the wall as the Lord sees it.
第一个功课我们来看，我们必须要看见城墙的光景，像主看见一样。
When Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem, he did nothing and said nothing for 3 days.
当尼希米回到耶路撒冷的时候，他三天什么都没有说，什么都没有做。
Then on the third night, he rose up secretly.
在第三个晚上，他实际上是暗暗的起来。
With only a few followers, they went out in the night.
只有几个人跟随，他们夜间出去。
He did not even inform the priests, the rulers, or the princes.
他们并没有告诉祭司、贵胄和官长。
He went out to view the condition of the wall.
他们出去观看城墙的光景。
Brothers and sisters, seeing the ruins of the wall, all the breaches, the gates burned, must be disheartening.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当看见城墙在废墟当中，所有的破口、城门被火焚烧，这实在是令人沮丧的。
Why did Nehemiah have to see the wall in the night?
为什么尼希米要在夜间去观看城墙呢？
Didn't he already hear from his brother Hanani and others who came back from Jerusalem?
他不是已经从他的弟兄哈拿尼和其他从耶路撒冷回来的人听见了这样的光景吗？
He heard of the affliction, of the reproach, of the walls being in ruins, of the gates being burned.
他不是已经听见他们遭大难、受凌辱、城墙拆毁、城门被火焚烧了吗？
But there is a difference between knowing about the condition of the wall and seeing the wall in person.
但是知道这个城墙的光景和亲眼看见这个城墙的光景是有区别的。
What does this seeing the wall in the night mean spiritually?
这个在夜间去观察城墙，它的属灵的意义是什么呢？
Seeing the wall in ruins, in the night, under the moonlight, Nehemiah saw the condition of the wall before the Lord.
在夜晚的月光下，尼希米看见了城墙的光景，就如同主在主面前看见的城墙的光景一样。
Nehemiah and the Lord, they watched the condition of the wall together.
这就是说主和尼希米他们一同在观察耶路撒冷城墙的光景。
When Nehemiah brought the whole matter before the Lord, he began to see the condition of the wall as the Lord saw.
当尼希米把这个整个的事情带到主面前的时候，他如同看见了主所看见的光景。
There were many who had seen the wall, but they did not see the wall as the Lord saw.
很多人看见了这个城墙的光景，但是他们并没有看见像主所看见。
The priests, the rulers, the princes, and everyone in Jerusalem had seen the condition of the wall.
祭司、贵胄、官长和耶路撒冷所有的人，他们都看见了城墙的光景。
But they did nothing about it.
但是他们什么都没有做。
Why didn't they do anything about it?
为什么他们什么都没有做呢？
Because they knew there were oppositions.
因为他们知道有反对。
It caused too many troubles to rebuild the wall.
要重建城墙会惹来很多的麻烦。
They did not know the Lord's heart about the wall.
因为他们不知道主对着城墙的心意。
Therefore, they accept the condition of the wall as it was.
因此他们就接受了 那个当时的光景。
Brothers and sisters, have we accepted the condition of the wall as it was?
我们是不是也接受了这个城墙现在的光景？
Now the Lord found a person in Nehemiah who did not accept the condition of the wall as it was.
但是主找到了一个人，尼希米，他不接受那个城墙的光景。
Because the Lord did not accept the condition of the wall as it was.
因为主没有接受那个城墙当时的光景。
When Nehemiah was in agreement with the Lord revealed to him what to do to rebuild the wall.
当尼希米的心与主同心的时候，主就把他心中怎样重建城墙给启示了。
How could Nehemiah overcome the oppositions from the enemies?
那么尼希米怎样才能够战胜仇敌的拦阻呢？
To overcome the opposition, we need to see what the Lord sees.
要战胜仇敌的拦阻，我们必须要看见主所看见。
For example, during the time of Elisha, the king of Aram was at war with Israel.
比如在以利沙的时代，亚兰王与以色列人争战。
The king of Aram sent horses and chariots to surround the city where Elisha was in.
亚兰王派了兵和马车把以利沙所住的那个城市围困起来。
The servant of Elisha was afraid of these horses and chariots and said, Oh no, my lord, what shall we do?
那以利沙的仆人他非常的看见这些兵和马车的时候非常惧怕，他说，哀哉主啊，我们当怎样行才好呢？
The servant only saw the horses and chariots of the king of Aram that surrounded the city.
因为这个仆人他只看见了亚兰军队围困那个城的兵和马车。
Elisha also saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
但是以利沙却是看见了那个满山的火车火马围绕着以利沙。
The servant was frightened and did not know what to do because he was not able to see what Elisha saw.
这个仆人他非常的惧怕，他不知道做什么，因为他没有看见以利沙所看见。
Therefore, Elisha said to servant, Don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
因此以利沙对仆人说，不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
Horses of chariots of fire were the hand of the Lord, which the servant did not see.
这火车火马是神的手，是仆人没有看见的。
Elisha prayed, and said, Oh Lord,Open his eyes that he may see.
所以以利沙为他祷告，求主开着少年人的眼睛。
When the servant saw what Elisha saw, he knew what to do.
使他能够看见，当他看见以利沙所看见，他就知道该做什么。
Nehemiah saw the hand of the Lord, and he was not afraid of opposition.
尼希米看见了神施恩的手，所以他就不惧怕这些反对的力量。
Then the next morning, Nehemiah gathered the princes, the rulers, the Levites, the remnant, all the people.
所以第二天早晨，尼希米就聚集了这些祭司、贵用、官长、利未人和所有的余民。
He told them, "You see the trouble we are in."
告诉他们说，我们所遭的难，你们都看见了。
Jerusalem lies in ruin; its gates have been burned with fire.
耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧。
Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace.
来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。
But Nehemiah also told them what they did not see.
因为尼希米也告诉了他们，他们没有看见的那些。
He told them about the gracious hand of the Lord has been upon him, and what the king has said to him.
他告诉了他们，他神施恩的手怎样帮助他，并王对他所说的话。
When the people saw the hand of the Lord, they replied, Let us start rebuilding.
当时人众人看见了神的手的时候，他们起来一起说，我们起来建造吧。
Brothers and sisters, this is the first lesson we need to learn together.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是我们需要所学的第一个功课。
We need to bring the condition of the wall before the Lord and ask the Lord to open our eyes to see his hand.
我们需要把城墙的光景带到神的面前，让他开我们的眼睛，看见他的手。
When we see the condition of the wall and the hand of the Lord, we will arise and rebuild the wall.
当我们看见城墙的光景，看见主施恩的手，我们就要起来建造。
Lesson number two.
第二个。
We must build the wall corporately.
我们必须团体的一起建造。
The rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem in chapter 3 is one of the beautiful chapters in the Old Testament.
第三章重建耶路撒冷的城墙是整本旧约当中最美丽的一章。
First of all, everyone joined in the work.
因为首先所有的人都进入了这个工作。
Although Nehemiah had the burden to rebuild the wall, it was not a work that could be done by one person.
虽然尼希米有这样的负担重建城墙，但是这个工作不是一个人能做的。
It was a work that was too great for any one person.
因为这个工作对任何一个人来讲都是太大。
This rebuilding of the wall had to be done by all the people there.
这个重建的工作必须在里边所有的人一起来工作。
So we see the high priest and his brothers, the ruler of the city.
大祭司和他的弟兄来城市的首领。
And the official of various districts took part in the rebuilding of the wall.
各个城市的各个区的首领都一同来重建这个城墙。
But we also see ordinary people, the goldsmiths, the merchants, the servants, and the perfumers.
我们也看见了那个普通的百姓、银匠、商人、仆人和做香的。
Some rose up and built with their sons, and the others rose up and built with their daughters.
有的人起来和他的儿子们一起建造，有的人起来和他的女儿们一起建造。
They build the wall together like one person.
他们一起建造好像一个人一样。
Some were building the towers. Some were building the gates.
有的人建造城楼，有人建造城门。
Some were building in the valley, some were building on the hill.
有的人在山谷里边建造，有人在山上建造。
Many of them built the portion of the wall which were in front of their houses.
很多人建造那一段是对着他们的房子建造。
The people worked with all their heart.
人都把自己的全心用上来建造。
They were according to the instruction given to them by Nehemiah.
他们是靠着尼希米所给的指示来建造。
No one complained about the assignment.
没有人对着他们所分配的工作有抱怨。
The person who repaired the dung gate was the ruler of a district.
修那个粪场门的人是那个区的首领。
He did not complain why he had to repair the dung gate.
他没有抱怨说我为什么要去修粪场门呢？
Some of them loved the Lord so much, they voluntarily built additional portion of the wall.
有的人他们如此的爱主，他们情愿，甘心情愿多修建一段。
The name of those who built the wall of Jerusalem were carefully recorded in Nehemiah chapter 3.
那些建造耶路撒冷城墙人的名字都非常详细的记载在尼希米第三章。
What a beautiful picture for us to look at.
这是一个何等美丽的图画，让我们一起来看。
We should not let our brothers and sisters put their shoulders into the work and we stand aside.
我们不能够让我们的弟兄姐妹们来刚抬这些工作，我们是站在一边观看的。
Sometimes when we think of the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem, we feel it is too great for us to do.
有的时候我们想要建立重建耶路撒冷的城墙，我们说这个事情对我们来讲太大了。
It is for the big brothers, for big sisters to do.
是那些大弟兄、大姊妹来做的。
It is for the apostles, for prophets, for evangelists, for shepherds, for teachers.
是那些使徒、先知、传福音的牧者或者教师来做的。
We're not one of those. We stand aside and watch these people building the wall.
我们并不是这些人，所以我们就站在旁边看见他们建吧。
Brother and sister, this is wrong.
弟兄姐妹们，这个错了。
The building of the wall must be done by all the people.
重建城墙必须要所有人一起参与。
God gave the church some workers whose job are for the equipping of the saints for the work of services to the building up of the body of Christ.
神给教会有工人，是为了成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Nehemiah did not build a wall.
尼西米不是自己在建造城墙。
Nehemiah inspired and led the people to rebuild the wall.
尼西米乃是激发并且带领所有人来建造城墙。
Maybe we think we're not in good health. Oh, we may be physically weak and we can no longer participate in the rebuilding of the wall.
也许我们想我们的身体不好，我们的体力不足，也我们就不能够参加这个城墙的建造。
Brothers and sisters, as long as you can pray, you can rebuild the wall.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，只要你能够祷告，你就能够重建城墙。
During the memorial services of our beloved sister Wei, her caregiver for many years, who is also a sister, shared such testimony about Sister Wei.
在我们亲爱这个魏师母的安息聚会当中，多年服侍她的也是一位姊妹，做了为着我们年长的姊妹做了一个见证。
Sister Wei, who was over 90 years old, was not in good health.
魏师母她已经90多岁了，身体并不好。
Was physically weak.
她的身体体力非常虚弱。
As long as he was able, she insisted to join the meeting in person after we reopened our Sunday meetings in August of 2021.
但是只要有可能，当我们在2021年8月份恢复实体聚会之后，每一次有可能她都坚持要来参加实体聚会。
Her hearing was not very good, but her eyesight was good.
她的听力已经不是很好，但是她的眼力还很好。
When he came on Sunday, she paid attention to who was there and who was not there.
当她来到主日的时候，她就注意哪些人来了，哪些人没来。
On Monday morning, after reading her Bible, she would pray for those who weren't there on Sunday.
当星期天的早晨，她读完圣经之后，她就为着那些主日没来的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
She then called them to see how they were doing.
然后打电话问他们怎么样。
She has been doing that faithfully week after week.
每一周，一周之后一周，她都是这样专心的服侍。
This is the building, the wall of Jerusalem.
这就是建立耶路撒冷的城墙。
This is as important as many other works.
这个和许多其他的工作都同等重要。
If an elderly sister who is over 90 years old can do this, then we can all do this.
如果一个90多岁的姊妹可以做，我们每个人都可以做。
If we all pay attention to who is here and who is not here each Sunday and pray for them.
如果我们都注意今天主日谁来了谁没有来。
If Lord is burdening us to reach out to them.
如果主把这个负担放到我们里边去去找这些弟兄姐妹们。
God will do a great work among us.
神就可以在我们中间做大事。
Reaching out to a brother or a sister is a small thing.
我们联络弟兄姐妹们是一件小事。
But the Lord can use a small thing to accomplish a great work.
但是神可以借着这个些小事来成就大的工作。
I remember when I was in middle school.
我记得我在初中的时候。
My heart was far away from the Lord, and I was attracted by many other things in the world.
那时候我的心远离神，我对被世界许多的事情所吸引。
I began to drift slowly away from the Lord.
所以就慢慢的开始远离神。
The situation lasted about 4 years until my second year in high school.
这样的光景一直持续了4年，直到我高中的2年级。
The Lord began to work in my heart.
神开始在我的心里边工作。
And I remember how joyful I was when I was in the house of the Lord.
我还记得当我再一次来到神家中的时候，我的心是何等的喜乐。
But after 4 years away from the fellowship, I was hesitant to return.
但是因为已经离开了聚会四年，我是非常犹豫回去的。
One day I received a card from a brother whom I knew since I was in grade school.
有一天我收到了一个弟兄，这个弟兄是我在小学时候就认识的时候寄给我的一个卡片。
It was a very small thing for him to send me a card with handwritten notes.
对他来讲，寄给我一个卡片，上面用亲笔所写的一些话，是一件小事。
He gave me the courage and the confidence to return to the fellowship.
但是这个给我带来了勇气，带来了信心，能够重新回到聚会当中。
It was a small thing by my brother.
我的弟兄所做的是一件小事。
But the Lord used the small thing to do a great work in my heart.
但是神借着这个小事在我心中做了大事。
The building of the wall of Jerusalem requires many small things done by many people.
耶路撒冷城墙的建造需要很多的小事，许多人做的许多的小事。
Building out the wall of Jerusalem together is a great work.
一同建造耶路撒冷城墙是一个伟大的工程。
But this great work must be done by many people who lay down one stone at a time.
但是这个伟大的工程必须要许多的人一块石头一块石头的建造。
Laying down one stone by one person is a small thing.
一个人放上一块石头是件小事。
But when all the people take part in laying down stones, the Lord will accomplish a great work through them.
但是当所有的人都一同参与来放上这些石头，神就可以完成伟大的工作。
Brothers and sisters, nothing is too small in the building of the wall of Jerusalem.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，建造耶路撒冷的城墙没有小事。
We must not despise the day of small things.
我们不能够藐视这事的日子为小。
If we despise the small things, the wall of Jerusalem cannot be rebuilt.
如果我们藐视这些小事，耶路撒冷城墙就不能建造。
The shepherding of God's people is a great work.
牧养神的子民是一件大的工作。
And it cannot be done by one person or a few individuals.
不能够一个人或几个人来完成的。
It is a small thing to take care of one saint who are near us.
来关怀我们周围的一个圣徒是件小事。
Or to get to know a newcomer or a person whom we do not know.
或者是认识一个新来的我们或者是不认识的人。
It's a small thing to reach out to a person who has not yet returned to the in-person meetings.
我们去关怀一个还没有回到实体聚会的弟兄姊妹是件小事。
If we all take up the burden to do these small things, the Lord will do a great work among us.
如果我们每个人都接到这个负担来做这些小事，神就在我们中间做大的事情。
A small thing taken up by many people will achieve a great result.
这些小事是众人所做的，就会产生大的结果。
We come to the Bible study every Friday.
我们每个周五来到读经聚会。
How can we get the most out of our Bible study?
我们怎样从我们的读经聚会当中得到的最多呢？
If we can get our Lord Jesus to come into our Bible study, we will have the best Bible study that we ever had.
如果我们邀请主耶稣基督进入我们的读经聚会，我们就有一个最好的读经聚会。
Today, Jesus can come into our Bible study through the Holy Spirit.
今天我们的主耶稣基督可以借着圣灵进入我们的读经聚会。
There is a way for us to invite Jesus to our Bible study.
我们有一个路可以邀请主耶稣基督进入我们的读经聚会。
It requires all of us to do a few small things.
要求我们，他需要我们每个人都做一些小事。
If all of us can do these four small things, we can invite Jesus to our Bible study.
如果我们每个人都做这四件小事，我们就可以邀请主耶稣基督进入我们的读经聚会。
We come before the Lord prior to the meetings.
在聚会之前，我们来到主的面前。
We ask the Lord to show us something in the scriptures.
我们求主借着他的话语显示我们一些事情。
We prepare a short sharing based on what the Lord put in our heart.
我们根据主耶稣基督放在我们心里的负担，准备一点短的交通。
And we share during the Bible study as led by the Holy Spirit.
当在读经的聚会当中，圣灵引领，我们就交通于圣灵。
If all of us can do these four small things, we will meet Jesus in our Bible study.
如果我们每个人都做这四件小事，我们就可以在我们的读经聚会当中遇见主。
We must build a wall corporately.
我们必须团体的建造这个墙。
Let us take up these small things and build the wall of Jerusalem together.
让我们都担当起这些小事，一同来建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
But how could they achieve the unity among all the remnants?
但是怎样从这些渔民当中能够合一呢？
This leads to the third lesson.
这就是要我们要交通的第三个功课。
We must obey the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要遵守，要服从圣灵的声音。
When they built the wall, Nehemiah had a man.Who sounded the trumpet with him?
当他们建造城墙的时候，尼希米有一个人在他旁边吹角。
He said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people.
他对这个官长、贵用和其余的人说
，The work is extensive and spread out.
这个工程浩大，我们在城墙上相离甚远。
And we are widely separated from each other along the wall.
我们在城墙上相离甚远。
Wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet, join us there. Our God will fight for us.
你们听见角声在哪里，就聚集到我们那里。我们的神必为我们征战。
The trumpet symbolizes the voice of the Lord.
这个角声就代表着主耶稣基督的声音。
When Apostle John was on the island of Patmos on the Lord's Day, he heard behind him a loud voice.And he described the voice was like a trumpet.
当主日，使徒约翰在拔摩的海岛上，他听见有大的声音，如同吹角的声音。
Moses used two trumpets for gathering and directing the movement of the people in the wilderness.
摩西借着两只号角来，聚集或者是指引以色列人他们在旷野里边所行的路。
Whenever they were to move, the trumpet sounded.
他们要行动的时候，这号角就吹响。
How do they hear the voice of the Lord today?
我们今天怎么能够听见主的声音呢？
Jesus said, "The Holy Spirit will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you."
主耶稣基督说，圣灵要荣耀主，因为圣灵要把所授予主的都告诉我们。
So the sound of the trumpet is the voice of the Holy Spirit today.
所以号角就是今天圣灵的声音。
They listened to the sound of the trumpet in the days of Nehemiah. We obey the voice of the Holy Spirit today.
在尼希米的年间，他们听号角的声音，今天我们要听圣灵的声音。
Nehemiah always obeyed the voice of the Lord.
尼希米他一直都是听从主的声音。
When the king said to Nehemiah, "What would you want?"
当王问尼希米说你要什么
？He prayed to God of heaven and want to hear from the Lord.
他就向天上的神祷告，要听见神对他所说的话。
Before we do anything, let us inquire of the Lord and obey the voice of the Holy Spirit.
所以在我们做任何事之前，我们都要向主询问。要遵循服从圣灵的声音。
If we need to lead a singing, ask the Lord which hymn the Lord wants us to sing.
如果我们需要领诗，我们要问主要唱哪一首诗歌。
If we need to lead a Bible study, ask the Lord how to lead.
如果我们要带领查经聚会，我们要询问主怎样带领。
If we are burdened to visit a gospel friend, ask the Lord when to visit and what to say.
如果我们有感动去探访一个福音朋友，我们要问主什么时候去，该当说什么话。
Everything has its time, but we do not know when is the right time.
每件事情都有他自己的时候，但是我们不知道什么是对的时候。
But the Lord knows.
但是我们的主知道。
This was exactly how Jesus served while he was on the earth.
这就是主在地上他怎样来服侍。
He preached during the day, and he prayed to his father in the evening.
他宣传神的道在晚上， 在白天宣传神的道，在晚上祷告。
He said, the words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works.
他对众人说，他说我对你们所说的话，不是凭自己说的，乃是在我里边父所要做的事。
If the Lord Jesus did not speak on his own initiative, how can we speak on our own initiatives?
如果我们的主耶稣基督都不能够凭自己说什么，那我们怎么能够凭自己说什么呢？
To some of the younger brothers and sisters, I'd like to share a few examples of obeying the voice of Holy Spirit.
对我们中间的年轻的弟兄姐妹们来讲，我要分享几个服从圣灵声音的例子。
Earlier in the year, we asked a brother and to speak on certain Sunday.
今年早些的时候，我们邀请一位弟兄在一个主日交通。
8 days before the Sunday he was supposed to speak, he sent me an email.
在他应该要交通那个主日之前的八天，他给我送了一个电子邮件。
Then he said, brother, I felt it shouldn't be me to speak on that Sunday.
他说，弟兄，我觉得不是，我觉得我不应该在那个主日交通。
Because certain things happen around us during that time.
因为那个时候有些事情在我们中间发生了。
And he gave a reason why he was not a good person to speak on that Sunday.
所以他就给我了一个非常好的理由，应该那个主日应该不是他来交通。
Although he had prepared.
虽然他已经预备了。
I don't know what to do.
我那时候不知道该做什么。
Only 8 days before that Sunday.
因为离那个主日只有八天的时间了。
I do not know if there will be any other brother who would take up that responsibility with such a short notice.
因为我不知道这样短的时间有没有其他任何的弟兄可以来负担这个服事。
Therefore, I reply, I said,Brother, I will pray.
因此我就回信说，弟兄，我为你祷告。
And before I reply to you, you continue to prepare as you need to speak.
让我们做这个决定之前，请你继续在主面前寻求预备。
Then I start praying for this whole matter before the Lord.
因此我就把这个整个的事情带到神的面前来祷告。
The more I pray,The more I agree with my brother.
我越祷告，我的心里边就越跟我的弟兄有同样的感觉。
And I felt and it should not be him to speak on that Sunday.
因为我也感觉到那个主日应该不是他来交通。
But I still do not know how to proceed.
但是我还是不知道怎样来继续做这件事情。
Therefore, I think I should seek confirmation.
因此我想我应该寻求一个认证。
Therefore, I text another brothers.
因此我就给另外一个弟兄发了短信。
And I share with him the situations.
我把这个情况跟他分享了。
Then I asked him, was it possible for him to take up the responsibility?
我就问他是不是可能他来负担这个服事。
And to my surprise,I received his reply very quickly, and he was willing to accept the responsibility.
我实在是感到非常惊讶，因为他很快就回了我的短信，并且愿意接受这个负担。
And I thought it was a form of confirmation.
因此我就知道这是一个认证。
Therefore, I replied to the first brother. I said, I agree with you.
所以我就回了这个第一个弟兄，我说我同意你的感觉。
So you do not have to speak on that Sunday anymore.
所以那个主日你就不需要再交通了。
Another brother was willing to take your place.
另外一个弟兄愿意代替你的位置来服事。
And I thought this was the end of story.
我想这可能就是这个事情的结束了。
Just one day before that scheduled Sunday,The first brother told me, brother, I was test COVID positive.
就在那个要分享那个主日的头一天，那个第一个弟兄给我发短信说，弟兄啊，我已经那个得了新冠，检查阳性。
Now I knew. Why was it happened that way?
那时候我就知道为什么事情是这样发生的。
None of us knew that this first brother would get COVID.
没有人知道那个第一个弟兄他会得新冠。
But the Lord knew.
但是主知道。
Therefore the Lord put in his heart that feeling that he shouldn't be speaking.
因此他就把这个感觉他不应该在那个主日分享这个感觉放在他的心里。
When I pray, I have the same feeling that he shouldn't be speaking.
我祷告的时候也感觉到他那个主日不应该交通。
And there's another brother who also was willing to take his responsibility.
另外还有一个弟兄他愿意接受这个负担。
8 days before that Sunday, 7 days before his test positive, God already arranged the whole matter.
在那个主日之前的八天，在他检查阳性之前的七天，神已经安排了这所有的一切。
This is how the Lord has led us through the last 3 years.
这就是过去三年主怎样带领我们经过。
There were a lot of unknowns.
在我们中间有许多的未知。
But nothing is unknown to the Lord.
但是对神来讲没有任何的未知。
In the beginning of this year, 2022,
在今年的开始的时候，2022年开始的时候
，We were thinking about whether we should have a conference in June.
我们在那时候在寻求我们是不是在六月的时候有一个特会。
Again, there were a lot of unknowns.
还是一样的，我们有许多的未知。
Nobody would knew what would happen in June.
因为没有人知道了六月会发生什么。
Therefore, we send a request to the brethren.
因此，我们就把这个要请求传给弟兄姐妹们。
We ask each brother to pray before the Lord.
我们请弟兄们为着这个事情祷告。
Ask the Lord whether we should have a conference and how should we have a conference.
求问主，我们是不是要有一个特会？怎
样？We ask the brothers to bring what the Lord has put in their heart to the fellowship.
我们请弟兄姐妹们把他们从主所领受的负担带到聚会当中。
When we gather together in the meetings,
当我们一同聚集的时候
we do not debate the pros and the cons.
我们没有说这些好的方面、坏的方面。
We know how to do that, but if we debate the pros and the cons, we will debate forever.
我们知道怎样处理这些事情，因为我们要是去讨论这些好的和坏的，我们就一直会讨论下去。
We simply ask each brother what the Lord has put in your heart.
我们就是简单的问每一个弟兄，主放在你里边的负担是什么。
Then we take turn, each brother will share what the Lord has placed in their heart individually.
我们就是轮流的，每一个弟兄都分享主放在他心里边的负担。
Then very quickly, we have a unanimous decision to have a conference.
很快的，我们就有一个完全统一的决定，我们要有这个特会。
We did not debate the pros and the cons.
我们没有讨论这些正面的、负面的。
We simply share what the Lord has put in our heart.
我们就是单单的分享主在我们心里面所放的负担。
When we reach the unity of having a conference which was in person.
我们就达到了一个认同我们要有一个实体的特会。
Then we worry about how to have the conference safely later.
那我们就之后我们才来讨论我们怎样才能在特会当中保持一个安全。
Now we still have a lot of worries.
我们还有一些忧虑。
Because we don't know whether we can have an in-person conference safely.
因为我们不知道我们是不是能够非常安全的有一个实体的聚会。
But all the fellowship afterwards were focused and productive.
但是后来所有这些交通都是要有一个好的效率和结果。
Because we focus on how to have a conference safely.
因为我们就一直聚焦在怎样能够有一个安全的特会。
We worry about having a meal together.
我们讨论怎样的一起来用餐。
And then we ask the university prepare a lot of boxes.
我们请大学为我们预备了许多的饭盒。
So that brothers and sisters can take the lunch out of cafeterias.
所以弟兄姐妹们可以把这些饭盒带出餐厅。
But to our surprise, when we're in the conference, very, very few people ask for the boxes.
但是很让我们惊讶的是，在特会当中很少有人要这个饭盒。
All the brothers and sisters enjoy eating together in cafeteria just like pre-pandemic.
所有的弟兄姐妹们都是在餐厅里边用餐，就像疫情之前一样。
If you watch the cafeteria, you don't know the COVID exists.
如果当时你看那个餐厅里边的情况，你不会相信还有这个疫情。
We are men of little faith.
我们是小信的人。
We brought with us 2,000 rapid test kits.
我们带了2,000个那个检查的试剂。
Only one was checked out.
只有一个被有人用了一个。
And it was test negative.
并且呢是阴性的。
Therefore, there's no breakout in the conference.
因此在那个整个特会当中没有任何的感染。
There's no infection that we were aware of.
没有任何的我们所知道的感染。
We do not know what's going to happen.
我们不知道会发生什么情况。
But we knew one thing, the Lord has put in our heart to have that conference in person.
但是我们知道一件事情，就是主把要有那个特会的心意放在我们的心里。
Brother and sister, we face many unknowns in front of us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在我们的前面还有许多的未知。
But the Lord knows.
但是主知道。
Therefore, the only way for us to move forward is to ask the Lord.
因此，唯一向前的路就是寻求主。
And obey the voice of the Holy Spirit.
并且服从圣灵的声音。
Number four lessons. We must dare not be defeated.
第四个功课，我们必须不敢失败。
The building of the wall of Jerusalem was contested from the very beginning to the very end.
重建耶路撒冷的城墙，从一开始到最后都是有征战。
When enemies heard that remnant wanted to build a wall, they mocked them and despised them.
当仇敌听见这些渔民要建耶路撒冷的城墙的时候，他们就嗤笑他们，藐视他们。
They said, "What is this thing you are doing? Are you rebelling against the king?"
他们说，你们在做什么呢？要背叛王吗？
Even in time of Nehemiah.The enemies tried to bring political pressure to God's people.
甚至在尼希米的年间，这个仇敌也是用着政治的压力来压迫神的子民。
In other words, the enemies intended to bring the fear into the house of the Lord.
换句话说，仇敌要把那个恐惧带到神的家中。
Nehemiah responded strongly to them.
尼希米就非常坚强地回应他们。
The God of heaven will give us success.
天上的神必使我们亨通。
Therefore, we, his servant, will arise and build, but you have no portion, right, or memorial in Jerusalem.
因此，我们作为他的仆人要起来建造，你们却在耶路撒冷无份、无权、无纪念。
Nehemiah had two strong convictions.
这里边我们看见尼希米有两个坚强的信念。
First, the success of the work.Depends only on God of heavens.
第一，成败只在乎于天上的神。
Secondly, the enemies have no portion or right or memorial in the house of God.
第二，仇敌在神的家中无份、无权、无纪念。
Brothers and sisters, if we dare not be defeated, we must have the same convictions.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们要不敢失败，我们必须也有这样坚强的信念。
If we stand firm on these two convictions, we can ignore all the markings, since they are irrelevant.
如果我们有这两个坚强的信念，我们就可以忽略那所有的藐视，因为那。
We might never respond to them again.
尼希米后来就再也没有回应他们。
When the enemy were marking them, the people worked with all their heart.
当仇敌耻笑他们的时候，众人全心的工作。
They built until all the breaches were filled, and the wall was half of its full height.
他们就把城墙所有的漏洞都连接都堵起来。
When the enemies of the Jews heard all the breaches were filled, they were angry.
当这个仇敌听见说城墙的漏洞都堵起来的时候，他们非常的生气。
They said, "We will go in and attack. We will kill the people so that the wall will not be completed."
他说我们要进入他们中间杀他们，是工作止住。
At the time, very few of the Jewish remnant lived in Jerusalem.
在那个时候，很少有这些犹太的渔民住在耶路撒冷城里。
Most of them were scattered in surrounding villages and cities.
很多人都住在附近的乡村城市。
So 10 times those people who live in the suburban area sent messages to Nehemiah.
所以有10次住在郊区的这些人来传信给尼希米。
We have to stop. We cannot do this. The enemy are going to attack Jerusalem.
他说我们必须停止，我们不能这样做，因为仇敌要来攻击耶路撒冷。
This time, Nehemiah gathered the people together and said, "Let's guard it. Let's fight for the Lord."
这个时候，尼希米聚集众人说，让我们一起来保护，我们要为神征战。
If we dare not be defeated, we must be ready to fight.
如果我们不敢失败，我们就必须预备好征战。
And when the enemy heard that they would fight, they gave up their attack.
当仇敌听见他们要预备好征战的时候，他们就不来了。
Sometimes God's people are attacked because we're not ready to fight.
有的时候神的子民受攻击是因为我们没有预备好征战。
From then on, half of them did work, while the other half were equipped with spears, the shields, the bows, and armor.
从那时候开始，一半的人工作，一半的人拿枪、拿盾牌、拿弓、穿铠甲。
Those who labored girded their sword.By their sides,
修建的人都腰间佩刀修道。
Nehemiah and his servants never took their clothes off, even when they went for water.
尼希米和他的仆人们就从来不脱衣服，甚至他们出去打水的时候也是一样。
They were always ready to fight for the Lord,
因为他们随时都预备好为主征战。
If we dare not be defeated, we must be ready to fight for the Lord.
如果我们不敢失败，我们就必须要预备好为主征战。
Brothers and sisters, Christianity today is in Babylonian captivity.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，基督的信仰今天是在巴比伦的被掳之下。
God's people are divided and scattered. There is no clear separation between the church and the world.
神的子民被分散。被分裂，因为与世界教会与世界没有完全的没有明显的隔绝。
God's people are exposed to the attack from enemies.
神的子民在神的攻击之下，在仇敌的攻击之下。
There is a call to his people, come out of Babylon, return to Jerusalem, rebuild the house.
这里神向着他的子民有一个呼召，从巴比伦出来，重建耶路撒冷。重建神的家。
Let us come out of the confusion, the complexity of the world, and return to purity and simplicity that is in Christ.
让我们从这个世界的混乱和复杂当中出来，要回到基督他那个纯洁和简单里面。
Without the separation, there will not be unity. Without the unity, there will not be the testimony.
没有分别，就没有合一，没有合一，就没有见证。
Brothers and sisters, we must respond to the call to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们必须对着耶路撒冷重墙重建这个呼召有回应。
We must prepare ourselves to do this impossible work.
我们必须预备好来做这个不可能的工作。
We must see the condition of the wall as the Lord sees it.
我们必须要看见城墙的光景，像主看见的一样。
We must bring the wall before the Lord and let the hand of the Lord be upon us.
我们必须把这个城墙带到主的面前，让主的手加在我们身上。
When the good hand of the Lord is upon us, we can rebuild the wall.
当主施恩的手在我们身上的时候，我们可以重建城墙。
We must build the wall corporately.
我们必须团体的建造。
The building of the wall of Jerusalem requires many small things done by many people.
耶路撒冷城墙的建造需要许多的人做许多的小事。
If all of us take up the small things, God will accomplish a great work among us.
如果我们每个人都做这些小事的时候，神可以在我们中间完成大的工作。
We must obey the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须服从圣灵的声音。
The Lord used the sounds of trumpets to direct the movement of his people in the wilderness.
神在旷野的时候用号角的声音来引导他子民的道路。
In the same way, the Lord used the voice of his Holy Spirit to lead us to rebuild the wall in unity.
同样，今天神用圣灵的声音来带领他的子民在合一当中建造城墙。
We must dare not be defeated.
我们必须不敢失败。
The success of the work depends only on the Lord.
成败只在乎于神。
The enemy have no portion or right or memorial in the house of God.
仇敌在神的家中无份、无权、无纪念。
We must be ready to fight for the Lord.
我们必须预备好为主征战。
The building of the wall of Jerusalem is a great work.
建造耶路撒冷的工作是一个伟大的工程。
But the great work must be accomplished by many small things done by many people.
但这个伟大的工程要靠着许多人在完成这些小事上来建造。
No matter how capable we are, the things that we can do are small things.
不管我们有多大的能力，我们所做的这些事情都是小事。
We can only do the small things.
实际上我们只能做小事。
The small things that we do are like 5 loaves and 2 fish.
我们所做的这些小事就像那五饼二鱼。
That's all we can do.
这就是我们所能够做的。
But if we put this 5 loaves and 2 fish in the hand of the Lord,
但是如果我们把五饼二鱼放在主的手上，
He can do a great work.
他就可以做大的工作。
Brother and sister, the building of the wall of Jerusalem is a great work.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，建造耶路撒冷的城墙是伟大的工程。
We ourselves cannot do great work.
我们不能够做这些大的工程、大事。
But we can do small things.
但是我们可以做小事。
If we put that small thing in the hands of the Lord, He can do a great work.
如果我们把这些小事放在主的手中，他可以做大事。
If all of us commit ourselves to take up these small things faithfully,
如果我们每一个人都忠心地来承担起这些小事，
and the Lord can do a great work among us,
神就可以在，主就可以在我们中间做大事。
May the Lord burden us to commit ourselves to the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem.
愿主把这样的一个负担放在我们里边，要重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we are so grateful that it is you who built the wall of Jerusalem.
父啊，我们是何等的感激，因为是你建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
The success of the work depends only on the Lord.
成败唯一在乎于主。
The enemy have no portion or right or memorial in the house of God.
仇敌在神的家中无权无纪念。
We can only do small things.
我们只能做小的事情。
But we thank the Lord, you require us only for small things.
但是我们感谢主，你只要求我们做小的事情。
Therefore, we want to come before you and commit ourselves to take up the small things.
因此我们来到你的面前，要担起这小事的负担。
Pray for all the brothers and sisters who are here in the fellowship this morning.
我们为着在这个聚会当中所有的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
You call us to take up these small things.
你呼召我们来负担起这些小事。
To rebuild the wall of Jerusalem together in unity.
要在合一当中一起建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
And open our eyes to see the hand of the Lord is upon us.
让我们看见主的手在我们的身上。
Amen.
May the Lord do this great work among your people today.
愿神今天在我们中间做你奇妙的事情。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.